Gameplay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill World Darts Championship podcast. Another fantastic day of darting action on Sunday, and it continues on Monday evening with plenty more top tungsten to come from the Ali Pally. And just a quick look back at Sunday's action. World number 6 James Wade impressed as he moved into the second round of the William Hill World Darts Championship. The reigning Masters champion won 3-1 against Welsh youngster Jamie Lewis in his opening match, and Wade told Dan Dawson he's feeling good about his chances in the tournament.
It's quite ironic, you know, because I thought I didn't play very well, you know, and after 97 average, you know, that's nothing to be barked at, nothing to be ashamed of, but when you get yourself into a frenzy and you convince yourself you're not playing well, it's quite weird, because if I could have taken the positives from it, I probably would have gone on much further. But you know, I'm so happy I won, and I think it was a fair result in the game, to be fair. I really do think that was a fair result, you know. He nicked a few, I nicked a few. I think I was a better player. Happy, very happy.
This is incredibly refreshing, because in William Hill World Championships gone by, James, this hasn't been a brilliant time of year for you.
No, not normally. I'm normally a miserable sod. I'm a miserable sod most time of the year, to be fair. But, you know, I'm happy at the moment, you know, and it's nothing to do with the darts. It's just I'm a happy person. Everything around me is good. So what more can I want? What more can I wish for? Recently, right, and this is no word of a lie, normally when I have Christmas songs on the radio, I turn them straight off. Or Christmas songs on the TV, I turn them straight off. I watched Elf yesterday for the first time ever. Francisco. That is so funny. And I've been listening to Christmas songs and I've been happy, so, you know.
So you're telling me Christmas films and Christmas songs are partly...
part of my life. I hate Christmas, but I don't hate it anymore. It's good.
Well, in which case, everybody better
I'll be on Suicide Watch next week, honestly, so don't make most of this.
Coming into this William Hill World Championship, James, you've been in great form. This is a rejuvenated James Wade, and you've got to be feeling so confident about your game.
Not confident, I'm just happy in my personality. I'm happy as a person, I'm happy with things around me. Darts is on the back, not on the back burner, because I really, really want to play at the moment, but darts is, you know, not the be on the end all. You know, when someone's upset and angry, that they look to something to perfect. And I'm not angry anymore. I'm happy.
Is this unfinished business for you? Because you've won pretty much everything else.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I won't rest in my grave till I've won it, if it's this year or 10 years' time.
So there you go. That's the thoughts of James Wade. We can now hear from a few of the other players that were successful on Sunday evening as they spoke to Dan Dawson.
Sixth seed James Wade and Grand Slam runner-up Dave Chisnell both signalled their intent with impressive displays on day 4 of the tournament. Wade was all smiles after seeing off young Welshman Jamie Lewis 3-1, while Chizzy impressively maintained his focus to win 3-0 against Ryan Devreda, despite his darts repeatedly falling out of the board.
If the darts stay in, I don't shake my head. If I don't shake my head, I'll play better. I've changed the board, I've changed my darts, and in the third set, I decided to change my darts.
The day started with a win for Benito van der Pas, who saw off an emotional Paul Nicholson 3-2. Former Lakeside World Champ Mark Webster also impressed. It appeared he'd fixed the dartitis that's hampered his progress over the last year in a 3-1 win over Ron Muhlenkamp, and that set up a tie with 16-time world champ Phil the Power Taylor in round 2.
I don't care about him being ranked number 2, he's the best in the world, simple as. But it always represents an opportunity. If you can knock Phil off, it's a good coup in the back, and I've done it up there, and he'll know about that.
Kevin Painter, Kim Hybrex and Ian White all booked their places in the post-Christmas action at this William Hill World Championship, and Dean Winstanley edged out Wayne Jones in an entertaining high-quality game during which Winstanley twice took out 136, and he's determined to make a point to those who questioned his achievements.
You shouldn't go and play darts and on that stage and give it away after 3 legs like people have done in the past. All year you've done work for this, so now you want to prove a point. I'll work my backside up for this and I'm gonna.
Just the one session of darts for Monday when 5-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld makes his entrance, facing the up-and-coming Austrian Roby John Rodriguez. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Yes, and as Dan says, another fantastic night of darts coming up at the Ali Pally on Monday evening, including Raymond van Barneveld against Roby John Rodriguez. And we can now get the thoughts of Rod Harrington on that match as he provides us with the next instalment of Rod's Odds.
Day 5 of the William Hill World Championships here at Alexandra Palace. First match up, 5 times world champion, Raymond van Barneveld. Barney takes on the young Austrian, Relby John Rodriguez. Win all the way for Barney. Not a lot of value at 1-5, but go under 16.5 legs, 4-5. That's the bet for me.
Another fantastic evening of darts in prospect. Then you can hear it on William Hill's in-play radio this evening. We'll be live from 5 p.m. and running through until midnight to bring you full coverage from the Ali Pali. There's the rest of the evening's sport as well. And for all of the betting, visit williamhill.com and click on the darts pages. Plenty to get stuck into tonight on another cracking day in the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.